Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on April Murray, M-E-R-R-A-Y. April Murray is a 53-year-old woman who reports she injured her left knee at work on 10-19-22, but at that time she fell over a pallet and struck the knee directly on the floor. Apparently she did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. However, she states that she still has chronic pain in the knee. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment, period. She also relates that in 2022, she developed symptoms in the opposite knee without injury, period. The paragraph asked for the records provided. Ms. Murray was seen by Dr. Zucconi on 10-19-22, period. She learned that she fell on the knee and was still unable to fully extend it. Period. She admitted to a previous injury to this same body part in August of 2022. Period. And underline this, I think I need to correct what I just said about prior injury in 2022, but to the opposite knee. Period. Upon exam, she had infrapatellar swelling and slight effusion. Paired range of motion is minimally decreased. Paired she has an intalgic gait, but no instability, erythema, or warmth. Paired x-rays revealed no fracture, but did show patella alta and suprapatellar effusion. Paired he diagnosed contusions to the left knee with effusion. Paired he recommended a short course of anti-inflammatories and activity modification. Paired. She followed up with Dr. Zucconi and remained somewhat symptomatic. Paired MRI of the knee was done on 12-16-22 to be inserted. Paired. As compared to x-rays done on 10-19-22. Paired. Insert those here. Dr. Zucconi monitored her progress through 7-11-23 when he discharged her from care without restrictions. Period. He wrote the second MRI was again reviewed after sustaining another injury to the left knee. Period. There was no evidence of internal derangement, although she had mild irritation to Hoffa's fat pad. Period. Exam demonstrated mild pain over the distal quadriceps, but there was no evidence of tearing on the MRI. He wrote she had chronic ongoing left knee pain, but no evidence of acute injury. Period. She was at maximum medical improvement and discharged from care. Period. As of the 3-10-23 visit, she was not wearing her knee brace, but felt unstable when this was the case. Period. He deemed she had reached a treatment plateau. The plan of care was for therapy. Period. Overall, her functionality is near baseline. Period. She also had transportation issues getting to and from therapy and appointments. Period. She was going to follow up in 6 weeks and possibly get an FCE or repeat MRI. Period. On 4-21-23, she related doing overtime at work, which gives her aching pain at night after the shift at the top of her patella. Period. On this visit of 5-4-23, he wrote she had a second injury that occurred working on the job for the same knee. Period. During the prior injury, she underwent an MRI that ruled out any significant internal derangement. Period. Then referred her for the repeat MRI. Period. This was done as noted above. Period. The petitioner did not offer a mechanism of injury relative to this alleged second event. Period. Dr. Zucconi reviewed the MRI results with her on 7/11/23 period. She currently was wearing her brace period. At that time, he discharged her from care as already noted above. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she states that she does wear a brace on the knee, but it is broken at the moment, so is not wearing it. Period. She did wear soft boots. Period. Extremities lower. Motion of the left knee was full with crepitus and extreme complaints of tenderness to the point where she became tearful. Period. Motion of the right knee, both hips and ankles, was full on all planes with that crepitus or tenderness. Period. She had superficial tenderness to the left superpatellar area, but there was none on the right. Period. Knee maneuver, she had a positive ligament distraction maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. The rest of those are normal, lumbosacral. She had tenderness palpation about the left sacroiliac joint, but not the right. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 10/19/22, April Mary fell over a pallet and landed on her left knee. Period. She was seen the same day orthopedically by Dr. Zaccone. Her x-ray showed no acute abnormalities. Period. He initiated her in conservative care. Period. MRI was done on 12/16/22 to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph, she participated in physical therapy with incomplete relief. Period. There is reference to another injury that occurred, but the mechanism of injury is not documented. Period. In any event, she had a repeat MRI on 6/28/23 that again did not show substantive internal derangement or any of that could be correlated with her symptoms and exam. Period. The current exam found full range of motion of the left knee with marked complaints of tenderness. Period. She walked without an atalgic gait. Period. Ligaments of distraction maneuver on the left elicited tenderness, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is no more than 2.5% permanent partial disability referable to the left leg. Period. Noting her first MRI, she only had osteoarthritis unrelated to the subject event. Period. The second showed some more internal derangement. Period. She has been able to return to the workforce with the insured. Period. End.